This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Meow. I like a good meow. Coming around to cats.
Every time I hear that, I think more and more about that man.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
He was the old coach at Coastal Carolina. I don't remember what his name is, but he was a...
He was
a quote machine.
I don't know his name, but every time I hear that, the more insane I think that he really was.
It kind of makes me come around to liking cats. I'm having a bit of a cat renaissance, and I know you are cat dad, but I went over to someone's house the other day, and they had a cat. It was delightful. It was absolutely delightful. Yeah. Now, I've never owned a cat. I don't know if my dog would let me own a cat, but you know what? I feel like maybe I've been a little harsh on cat guy. Although, if you're single and a cat guy, but married, you inherit some cats. I get it. Not everyone can have a dog. It's just if you're single and you got a couple cats, I go a little conserticus. But I'm coming around. I'm coming around to, come here, little kitty cat. I think they got a bad rap.
Well.
A little bit of a bad rap, especially from that guy. We need more dogs.
We've got a lot of growth here on the show.
Yeah,
because I've come around myself.
Yeah, well, you're a cat dad now. You got two.
Well, the old man, so my wife's dad passed, but
rest in peace, Dick.
He left us nothing with the exception of two cats.
Which you now you're not allowed to get rid of.
Fat Cat and TT.
Yeah.
And Fat Cat is indeed fat. He's like 30 pounds. And I do enjoy their company. They're pretty funny.
Yeah. We went over to a friend of ours, went over to their house, and they had a cat named Spinach, and there was a fishing reel toy where you fling it, and then you fish for spinach. Like, the little cat grabs it, you can reel the cat in, and let me tell you, we had a blasty. We played with that cat for like 2 hours, and I was like, you know what, it's kind of a good time. Yeah. I enjoyed what Spinach was bringing to the table.
Yeah, those little toys are fun.
Yeah.
They have little... you know, they bat like the little...
a ball of yarn or something. Yeah. My dog, who is the best dog I've ever had, he just looks at you a lot. And then, like, he'll shove a toy in your face, and he doesn't want you to do anything. He just wants you to acknowledge the toy. And then he goes about his business. And I love my dog. I said, best I've ever had. Not going to lie, Spinach, little more fun to play with than the big fella. Not sure that I want... Spinach around like 24/7, but I'm like a cat uncle. I don't know if I'm ready to be a cat dad, but a cat uncle, a cat granddad, where you play with the cat and then I get to like give it back to someone. I've come around to that. Nice cat uncle.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, while I do think those cats down there are great,
yeah,
I don't I don't want anything to do with taking care of them.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. Litter boxes.
Exactly. And then, look, cats tend to smell like cat piss. And, yeah. It's like,
yeah. They do have a distinct smell.
Yeah, I don't, you know. I just feel like cats are always looking at you like they're trying to, like, murder your soul. And, yeah, it's just, it's, dogs are lovable. I feel like dogs want you there. I feel like cats just tolerate you. Believe me, I'm not coming around to the idea that cats anywhere near as cool as dogs. I'm warming up to a cat.
I got to tell you about TT. You know, he's the smaller cat.
Yeah.
And once old Dick went to the big Bi-Mart in the sky, like before he went to the big Bi-Mart in the sky.
It's always Lucky Number Tuesdays up in the big sky.
TT was an ass.
Yeah.
Like TT would, that was a mean cat. Yeah. Like, and this is, it, and it fed into my, like, man, cats kind of suck, right?
Yeah.
And the fat cat was pretty friendly, but, you know, he basically just wants food, right?
Yeah.
But once Dick retired,
it needed its love to go somewhere.
Yeah, TT has warmed up to
Are
me.
Are you the new Dick?
I think maybe he is confused that I am perhaps his father.
Yeah. Well,
again, Dad, is that you, Dad?
It needs something.
But he comes and sits on my lap now, and he's no longer a jerk.
Yeah.
And all so we're bonding, and, you know, it's animals are great.
Yeah. I like this. Someone said, this is a well-put line here. Dogs have owners, cats have staff. Yes. Yes.
It's a good call.
You're there to...
Staff.
Yeah. It's just like the cat tolerates you. When I come home, my dog is very excited to see me, and I'm excited to see him. You walk into a room, and a cat looks at you like, really?
Meow.
You're back? It's not the same. That, and I got to tell you, I'm dealing with something. I think I broke a butt cheek. Can you break
what?
A butt? I got a broken butt cheek. I'm having to do like this lean thing right now. I broke my right ass cheek today.
I think it's possible that you bruised it.
I feel like I broke it. I feel like I broke a butt cheek.
What?
Something in there is broken. And it's just, I've never broken a butt cheek, but I'll tell you what, it's getting worse and worse.
Isn't it just a muscle back there?
I don't know. Something has happened.
Ow!
And by the way, it was, I ate it today in the worst. Like, you have one of those where you fall and, like, everyone notices and comes and checks on you, and you have to pretend you're okay, but you're not okay.
You dust yourself off real quick to prove it wasn't that bad, and meanwhile, you're walking away. It's like, ooh, that might have been pretty bad.
Yeah, it is pretty bad.
By a pool once.
Yeah, right? Ooh. Like, you have no choice. Like, oh, I'm fine.
Flip-flop slides out, and you just totally eat it banana peel style. People are like, whoa! They, like, vert. You could hear them audibly gasp,
yes.
And they're like, oh, are you okay? And you're like,
I'm not good.
Yeah.
And this one was, this had a loud clang involved. It was a bad scene.
Is it your coccyx?
No, the coccyx is right in the middle. This is I've broken my right butt cheek. It's broken.
It's your tailbone.
That's right in the middle. This isn't the middle. This is the side ass.
Well, that's your tailbone, isn't it?
I ate ass. No,
tailbone is the coccyx.
The tailbone is the coccyx.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. No, this is straight butt cheek. I've broken a butt cheek.
No, there don't.
Now, you won't because you don't. But, Buck, when you know the squat cages.
Yeah.
Yeah, squat rack, and it's like,
I'm not much of a squatsman, by the way.
Yes, but you've seen it.
I'm not a squatsman either.
I am partially Scotsman, but not as much squatsman.
More of a golfman.
But you're familiar with the squat cage, sure. And there's safety rails on the sides of them.
Yeah.
So if you drop the bar, you can't get up, you can just dump the bar, and it sits on those.
Right.
It is meant to hold hundreds and hundreds of pounds. Well, I finished my set, and I put it back on, and I went to sit on the safety bar. That's my seat, right? It's like you get a little rest there. I finished. It was a nice heavy set. And I go to sit down on the safety bar.
Oh, no.
And some jackass hadn't put the safety bar in. They just kind of set it on there. Oh. So I sat on that, and the thing just goes.
It's like a chair coming out from under you.
Chair coming out from underneath me, and I just flail.
Mm.
I fall, and if you've seen the end of those things, they're real pointy. They have like a sharp edge where it goes in. Guess where my butt cheek fell? Right on that thing. And as I'm going down, I'm flailing. And so I ended up grabbing a couple weights that were like kind of beside there. And those weights fall off.
Oh, Jesus.
It makes an enormous clang. I go down and do like a back roll, ass over tea kettle. And huge.
Is that what it sounded like?
Exactly.
Please clip that.
Sounded like a goat going down. And, like, not exaggeration, 9 people, including, like, the hot trainer, the hot Asian trainer came over and are like, are you okay? No, I wasn't. I was laying on the ground with a broken ass cheek, And I was like, dude, this sucks. And I had to get up and be like,
Were there people being like, whoa, take your time there, big man?
Jeez. And just, I'm like, I'm fine. It's nothing. And they're like, what? And I'm like, well, someone didn't put the safety rail. I'm like, yeah. And then they're assuming it's me. Apparently, I'm like, no, I'm just fat. I can't. Like, I'm like, it's meant to handle hundreds of pounds, but it can't handle me sitting on it.
Might I suggest Ken and Donnie?
I actually like that. Huh? I love the owners over there.
You've been hurt.
My butt cheek has been hurt. I'm not going to lie. I'm not sure which hurt worse, my butt cheek or my pride. But I'll tell you right now, screw my pride. My butt cheek is on fire.
And it makes me sad.
I'm having to do like a whole lean here.
Don't
right
you have
now
to go sit on a plane too?
Yes.
Ooh, that's
getting
not
on a plane.
That's not going
to
be fun.
No. I got to go to L.A.
You know what you need?
And sit in an uncomfortable, I'm at Dodger Stadium, where that seat's not going to be comfortable.
I think you need a heating pad.
What about one of those little, like donuts that you get for, like when you got hemorrhoids?
Yeah. Right in the butt?
I need, like, a hemorrhoid pillow.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah. So I'm saying, a lot of people saying Suka has a broken butt cheek. I agree. That's the word on the street.
A lot of people saying.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it was a humbling experience. I haven't had one of those at a gym in a while.
Bring gas.
It's like when you see the person like trip on the treadmill and like they just go down and then the treadmill spits you out backwards. One of those. Just of all the places to land, just not a good. Not
are you
going
to have your butt repaired by doctors?
I might have to go in and be like, doc, I don't million to one shot, doc, but I'm going to need you to look at this butt cheek right now.
You remember when Peyton Manning sat on the copier?
Yeah.
They're going to have you do that. They're going to have you sit on the x-ray machine.
X-ray my cheek.
Take a picture of your patoot.
I might need an MRI. I might need an MRI on the old cheek.
Don't wear a chain.
No. And it's gotten worse. I can feel the bruise. I can feel it coming on.
It's probably just bruised.
Yeah.
As your doctor, that's my diagnosis. Please, I don't need to see it. Just would like to.
No.
That's probably
what I'm
what
dealing
happened
with right now, though.
Right.
We got one of those. Someone's like, you limping? And I limp. You know, there's usually something going on, but I'm like, nope. Knee problem, ankle problem. Nope, butt cheek. The right cheek.
What about an ice pack? You can sit on an ice pack?
I need something. Yeah, I got to
get some of that swelling down for your new gadankadank.
Hey, maybe this is going to be the
new
trend.
It's like butt implants.
Yeah, what if like I put on a pair of tight pants and I'm like, man, this looks great. But it's only on one side.
Then you do the other side.
I'm like, yeah, the left butt cheek's kind of flat, but this right one's plump.
You're going to have to get an implant on the other side.
It's looking good.
All right, well, guess what, guys? Big, big news.
Yeah.
Short show.
Mm.
Thank you. We're out of here.
Good thing, too, with this injured cheek.
Yeah, you can't go 4 hours.
No, not with this.
Can't be playing hurt.
Yeah, I am playing hurt today.
Yeah, we got a short show. 2 hours? Is that what
the outfielders do to each other? Two. We got two.
Two. We got two.
Utah.
Give me two.
2 hours of radio, and then the Seahawks are coming on.
Yeah. Well, Seahawks pregame, which.
Yeah.
If you think Seahawks preseason gets the people
look
excited.
Look at you watching the BMW championship.
Well, now I'm invested in Robert McIntyre.
Big Bobby. Scottish Bob. He shot another 64 today.
And by the way, it looks like the most boring individual known to man.
Nah, he's a ham.
Dude, that guy, just looking at that guy makes me want to take a nap.
Well, he looks about 16 to me. I don't know how old he is, but anyway, he's leading the BMW. He's up by 5, I think, on Scotty. How do you feel about that? Get your bets in for the weekend.
It makes me wonder what the live number on Scotty is. I bet you've got that number.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'll pull that up for you.
I would like to compete, because you can't say the everyman, but of people that make their living off of sports... I would put I'll throw my hat into the ring on who cares less about the BMW championship. I will go toe-to-toe with anyone when it comes to this.
Not now that you're invested in Bobby Mack.
What do you guess Scheffler's number is? He's 5 back.
I bet he is plus 375.
Plus 140.
What?
Yep.
Get out of here.
It's almost the same number as McIntyre to win the damn tournament.
No.
What do you think about that, Big Suk?
I don't care.
With your little broken butt?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I don't care. I do like when you call him Bobby Mack, though. Mac and cheese.
Scottish Bob.
It's a great nickname. But...
Hey, listen, we got a TikToker who has perhaps cracked the code on Tay-Tay Swift. Good little follow-up from yesterday.
Oh. I did watch, or I didn't watch, because I guess there's a video of it, too, but I listened. Today, while I broke my ass cheek, I was listening to the New Heights Taylor Swift.
Dude, those numbers are crazy.
Yeah. And by the way, I contend, much like the cats climbing my power ranking, Taylor Swift is, she's fantastic. I thought she was great on that. She was the best part of that podcast.
Well, she is fantastic.
Yes.
I've been trying to tell you that.
Yeah.
But now you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know.
Yeah, I found her delightful.
So she has perhaps spoken in code. We're talking about her sourdough.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's got a whole sourdough thing going.
Yeah, apparently she, I don't know, she kind
or
of
does she?
She kind of alluded to making sourdough bread. That's like her thing.
Yeah.
But now
sourdough has a different meaning.
Yes.
Well, she loves Easter eggs. She loves.
Well, there you go. Okay. Yeah. See, there you go. You're on
pregnant.
It. There is. That's a good guess, but no.
I thought maybe bun in the oven sort of.
Yeah, right.
Maybe
right,
both.
Right. Yeah. It's just as big.
Oh.
And a TikToker has figured it out.
Of course. Taylor Swift, is there anything TikTok can't do?
We'll get to that coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan. All right, so we've got an Easter egg. You were talking about Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Those are little hints that Taylor Swift likes to drop.
And I guess she's a huge Easter egg gal. For the super fans. And I like when movies, I'm more of a movie Easter egg guy, but I love when this type of stuff happens.
So like hints.
Yeah. So there's one of my favorite movies. Like if you like horror movies is Oculus. I don't know if you ever seen Oculus, but the whole point is there's a mirror that's evil. And if you're in the house with the mirror is doing you in. And the director of that has made like 10 movies and the Oculus mirror is in every single one. Did you ever watch like The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix?
No.
It was a really big series and it's about a haunted house. And if you pay attention to it, the evil mirror is in the house. And if you're a fan of this director, you can go through and watch and find, you're like, oh my God, there it is. Or Quentin Tarantino does this a lot. He'll have the same product, like red apple cigarettes will be in all his movies.
Hmm.
And so I just think that stuff is really cool when musicians or filmmakers, you know, for the super fans, they give you little tidbits, a little Easter egg hunt.
So there's a big one that she may have dropped in the podcast with Trav and Jace.
Or it's just that super fans get obsessed and they look into stuff that isn't
really
there.
That's the fun thing, though. She does it often enough that there's credence to a lot of it, but also there's a lot of crazy theories that never come to fruition. Yeah.
Now, this one sounds pretty good. Like, I'm not going to lie. Whoever, this girl that came up with this, some TikTok, I've seen the video. Awesome. I don't know who she is. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's right. You might be right. They're overthinking it. But Taylor Swift was on the New Heights podcast with the Kelce Brothers.
And
of course,
everyone's talking about it. It's breaking all kinds of records.
379 million views for that thing on Instagram.
It got me.
379 million. Yeah. Do I need to repeat that?
In like, what, 3 days?
61.6 million views on X, 34.5 million views on TikTok, 15 million views on the YouTubes.
Dude, Jesus coming back isn't doing those kind of numbers.
1.3 million live viewers. It passed 3 million followers on Instagram, 400,000 plus new YouTube subscribers since. I mean, I guess they're saying it's the most concurrent listeners for one podcast ever.
Sure.
So in it, remember we talked about, she said that she has a sourdough fixation now. She likes to bake sourdough bread.
Yeah, she says she goes through like phases where she gets obsessed with things, and right now it's sourdough. That's all she does now is bake sourdough bread.
So she said, and this was her quote, she said, "I'm really talking about bread 60% of the time now."
Okay.
It's become a huge, huge factor.
Sure.
Okay, so this TikToker
why is that so weird?
So this TikToker is saying that it is Super Bowl 60.
Mm-hmm.
She is thinking about sourdough bread 60% of the time, which is kind of a weird, that is kind of a weird percentage to throw out
is
there.
It? And nice round number.
And the Super Bowl is in Santa Clara.
Okay.
And the Niners mascot.
Jesus. This is so dumb.
And the Niners mascot is. Does anybody know?
Well, it's a,
I do.
Sure, it's a little minor guy, right?
What's his name?
Oh, I have no idea.
His name is Sourdough Sam.
What? The Phony Era mascot is... Why is... I have more questions about why it's Sourdough Sam.
That's his name.
I don't know. They didn't feel like Gary the Gold Digger was what they wanted to go with.
Sourdough Sam?
Yeah, that's his name.
So what is...
So now how do we feel about that?
Well, what does that mean, though?
It means that she's going to be performing...
Sourdough? It means she's going to be at the Super Bowl halftime show.
At yeah. Santa Clara.
That's what she's... That's the Easter egg that they think she just dropped.
Oh,
she's
God.
Been focusing a lot on it. It's taken up a lot of her time. Also, yeah. the 60%,
60%. Sourdough.
That was the little nuggy that she yeah. left for us.
That's so dumb.
It's pretty good.
Until it's true.
It's pretty good.
That's dumb.
If that's right, that is really good by that gal. Wow. If that's right.
You know who's rumored to play the Super Bowl halftime show?
I heard it was Jay-Z.
No.
Because Jay-Z just partnered, because Jay-Z has a company that...
Yeah, but Jay-Z's been helping the NFL for years. He's,
well, that's why I think yeah. he might be the halftime performer.
So the rumor is, they took a lot of flack that down in New Orleans, they did not do Lil Wayne. They try to have a hometown band if they can. And there's one band that's been rumored for a long time to do a halftime show. They played a pre Super Bowl show once called Too Heavy for Halftime. And they are a San Francisco band. And there is some people think there has been a pushback to all of the pop and kind of rap, and that they would like to bring in a rock group. And that would be San Francisco's own Metallica.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Lars was on Howard Stern talking about their Sirius channel and said that they are, they're trying to get it.
They're trying to get it? Meaning like they want to do it?
Yeah, they want to do it.
And the NFL is saying...
Lars kind of said nothing's... It's the same thing with the Sphere residency in Vegas. He wouldn't say that either one of those is a done deal, but he's like, we're interested. We're talking.
All right.
So there is one there, too.
That'd be good.
That would be a... I mean, nothing.
Would the NFL, are they, I mean, they're not really that edgy, but are they too edgy for the NFL?
More edgy than Snoop Dogg?
Well, that's yeah. like, that's a good point.
Well, I think there are some that think that the NFL is getting
Kendrick
a lot
Lamar
of blowback.
With this diss track.
Is getting blowback from the Kendrick Lamars of the world and the Rihannas and would like something that.
A little more wholesome like Metallica?
Yeah. So they did one, the last time the Super Bowl was in San Francisco, Metallica had a thing where they were deemed by the NFL too heavy. That's what they were told.
I went to that show at Oracle Park.
Yeah, so the NFL told them they were too heavy for the halftime show. So they played the day before the Super Bowl and they called it too heavy for halftime. So possibility that maybe the hometown boys get a chance to play at Santa Clara.
Gold miners used to keep their sourdough starter on them so that they could bake bread when needed. Sourdough is a staple of San Francisco cuisine.
Oh, well, that makes more sense.
Sourdough Sam.
I did not understand why the mascot would be Sourdough Sam.
I don't know. Are there Vegas odds on a Super Bowl performer?
I don't know. But I'm guessing if Taylor Swift wants to do the Super Bowl, my guess is Taylor Swift will do the Super Bowl. I mean, does anyone tell her no right now?
Well, I mean, no.
No.
They would,
I would assume,
the NFL, yes. Like she would be call number one.
I would assume. If Taylor Swift wants to do it, I'm guessing Taylor Swift will get to do it.
I found a list. I just don't know how credible it is. It's on sportsbookreview.com. But it only has Taylor Swift as 16-1 behind a lot of other people.
Hmm. She does have a new album, though, so she could promote it. Although she doesn't really need to promote it because she's Taylor Swift.
They have the favorite being Miley Cyrus.
That's what I saw, too.
Oh. I could see that.
Followed by Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
She's big, but I don't know.
Well, it goes back to if you're the NFL, are you trying to rope in, are you doing it for NFL fans? Because then the answer would be Metallica.
Dua Lipa.
If you're trying to do it for the wives and the female crowd, any one of those would be a you know.
I feel like Sabrina Carpenter at +850 is a really good idea.
Yeah. And NFL guy gets all pissy and mad, but again, the halftime show is not for you. They have you. Their halftime show is for the
People
Super Bowl party.
Once
and,
a year.
Yeah, the wives and girlfriends, and that's what they want.
So a Taylor Swift show at halftime of the Super Bowl would make... It actually, the Super Bowl then would become a Taylor Swift concert with an interlude of football.
You could definitely say that a football game broke out around a Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah, the Super Bowl would be the pre- and post-game show to the Taylor Swift concert.
That's how big that bitch is.
It really is crazy to think about how... just truly giant she has become. That tour made $2.2 billion.
Oh, and she just wrote an album while she was on
it. Why not?
How do we feel about the Reds sneaking into the playoffs?
Can we not do this right now?
Why? What do you mean?
Son of a bitch.
That's next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, a little REO Speedwagon. Now, I was just called racist during the break, and I would like an apology.
So,
well, what?
I had to call in Buckley to confirm your racism. So we're sitting here, and Rob is watching the pregame show, and I don't know what he's watching.
It's the Red Sox pregame
show. So I was not aware of this at the time.
It's the first game on tonight, so I always put it on the first game that's going to come on.
So I'm just watching my TV. I can't see what Rob is watching. And Rob goes, "Is that Jerry Rice?" And so I turned around and was like, "Oh, what's Jerry Rice up to?" And there's an elderly black man on the TV. And I look at Rob and I'm like, "What the hell are you talking about?" And he goes, "That doesn't look like Jerry Rice." And I said, "No, in any shape or form." And Rob's like, "No, that's Jerry Rice."
Well, you said, "I am 1,000 and million times sure that is not Jerry Rice." And I'm going, "How could you be that sure? That looks like Jerry Rice."
And I'm seeing this interaction going back and forth. And then the first thing I hear on talkback from Suk is, "Rob's in here being racist."
And like, he said, "Get in here. Yes. I need you to look at this. What is he talking about?"
So, yeah, Buck comes in because Buck's a big 49er guy, right? Worked in the Bay Area. I'm like, "In what way?" And so Buck comes in, opens the door, and goes, "What? What do you
mean?
Yeah,
you were like, I was stunned because I thought for sure Buck, the sensible one, would look at that and go, yes, of course that's Jerry Rice. He goes, that doesn't look anything like Jerry Rice. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then you guys are making fun of me and calling me racist and beating me up and hitting me and throwing me in a corner and bullying me.
And then here comes the ultimate line. And so I was like, and Rob goes, well, I'm watching the Red Sox pregame show. And my response was, why the hell is Jerry Rice on the Red Sox pregame show? And Rob goes, well, he played for him. And me and Buck are like, what?
Well, then Buck goes, Jim Rice. I'm like, oh, yes. I misspoke. Jim Rice.
You're like, yeah, I meant Jim Rice.
Jim Rice.
And by the way, you were right.
Guess what? It's Jim freaking Rice.
But then the best part of the story is that you finish up by going, who's Jerry Rice? You asked the question.
I did say that.
The greatest receiver of all time?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That was just a brain fart because I was thinking, well, what baseball guy were you thinking of? And like, who's Jerry Rice of baseball? I didn't even put two and two. That's why it never registered to me that I was saying Jerry Rice, man. Of Jerry Rice fame.
I so wish, much like the spell my name, I wish that was being recorded behind the scenes. Because it was like...
That would have been good.
That would have been good. I mean, we were both yelling. We're like, dude, Jerry Rice? The hell are you talking about?
So in the end, I was right. And I would like you to stop calling me racist.
That's true.
That was Jim Rice.
You were not being racist. You were
Thank
not.
You.
I was like, really? All elderly black guys look the same? That's just
Well, it looked like a really old Jim Rice, and so I wasn't sure that it was actually Jim Rice, because I thought maybe Jim was dead.
Isn't Jim Rice just really old?
Yes.
He's 72.
It didn't... You know how when you haven't seen a guy for a long time and he has aged a lot? It was like that. I was like, well, maybe that's not Jim Rice.
He's 10 years older than Jerry Rice. By the way, I've never seen Jerry Rice with glasses or a mustache. I'm like, what?
Well, I did not register that I was saying Jerry and not Jim. The whole time I was meaning to say Jim. Oh, by the way.
Buck goes, that's not even the same head shape.
Okay.
Do you know how to spell my name?
What?
Spell my name.
R-O-P-P.
My first name.
Yeah, Isaac.
Spell it.
Spell it.
Why?
He doesn't know how to spell my f***ing name.
It's two. It's ISS. No, you just the other. Wait.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know. I do this every time.
God, you're a piece of All right.
Read the Bible next time, Sue. Come on.
No, it's not... Isaac. Oh.
It's not two S's. It's two A's.
Yeah, that's right. It's not what it says here, but yeah, that's right.
What?
It's Isaac.
Oh, yeah. It's ISAAC.
Yeah.
Okay. I always do that. I always do two S's, but
that's,
it's not.
That's
it's
cool.
Two A's.
Yeah, that's not.
Spell
cool.
My last name, f***er.
S-C-U-K-A-N-E-C.
Damn it.
Not f***ing hard.
All right, well, either way. I got it. It just took me a second.
No, you did
I
not.
Always put two S's
You don't
there.
Know how to spell my f***ing name.
I-S-A-A-C.
Damn it, f*** you. Thank you.
If only we could have been recording that Jerry Jim Rice conversation.
Damn it.
That's Jerry Rice. It doesn't look anything like Jerry Rice.
That was the first. Buck, get
Wait,
here. Rob's
who's
being
Jerry Rice?
Rob's being racist. Followed, yes.
Man.
The coup de grace. Who's Jerry Rice?
I met Jim Rice. Who's Jerry?
Turns out we were all right. That was both not
everyone
Jerry. Everyone was right.
How about that? How often does that happen?
Indeed, not Jerry Rice, but the who you thought it was indeed correct. Jim.
All right. Are we excited about the Reds making the playoffs over the Mets?
Really? We're gonna
Well, it's
should we get into
look,
it?
Look. Well, I think we should.
You want to
hear
me curse some more?
It's a half game.
Yeah.
Difference now
would
between
Would you care to believe the last 6 games
I do care to believe
that the Mets have lost 6.
Do you believe?
Would you believe that we have blown 9 leads Ooh. In those 6 games? It's insane.
Well, no, I would believe that because me being a Royals fan, I am used to you blowing World Series leads. So it's like kind of on brand for you guys.
Hey, guess what we did at the trade deadline? Guess what we were supposed to bolster? The bullpen. Guess what we don't have? A bullpen.
You know what's weird? Is it, and this may not be true, but it seems that all of the arms that were dealt all sucked once they got to their new team.
It feels that way.
Doesn't it feel that way?
Yes, it does feel that way.
Why is that?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Well, normally when the Mets deal for someone, I assume they're going to suck, but it does feel like this is kind of around the bigs. But watching the Mets play right now is some of the most frustrating TV that you will watch. And they're losing to, like, Really? You lose 2 of 3 to the Braves?
Well, you know who they're playing now, don't you?
Yeah, I know. The Mariners.
Yeah. Big series.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mariners, Mets, yes.
Like a month ago, we had almost a 5-game lead in that division, and now we're about to gack away. I think we're 5 back of the Phillies, and after tonight, the Reds are. We're not even going to be in the wild card race.
Well, it could be worse. The Dodgers have blown a 9-game lead.
Yeah.
Did you see that they're not in first place anymore?
Yeah, but they're like 4 up in the wild.
Your card. Dodgers,
my Dodgers.
You'll be there tomorrow watching the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You going to root for the Dodgers? Or are you rooting for my Padres?
No, I'll root for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't root against. Like, it would not go well in my household if I rooted against the Dodgers. I'm not certain that the BTJ likes Shohei Ohtani more than me, but I'm not uncertain.
What if Shohei Ohtani tomorrow sees her and does the. Who did that? I was at a Chris Rock show once and he did that.
Yeah. He was like, hey.
Where the guys just come out and grab a couple of girls from the audience because he saw them.
Sure.
Like, hey, we want to take you backstage. Brett Michaels did that.
Oh, yeah.
What if Ohtani points to the BTJ and says, you, back right now?
I think I'm going to be, I think probably she's going to be like, you're going to watch? I think that's about.
Jeez.
Yeah. Look, that may be one of those. She's like, oh, don't worry. I'm not doing anything. I just want to go back and meet him. And then at that point, I'm like, and then they separate me from the herd. They're
would
like,
you watch?
You're not running for president of Asia.
Yeah.
I got a good idea of how that conversation is going to go. It's going to be like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
So I saw that the Reds, so they're only a half game back of the Mets. Now, let's be honest. We all want to see the Mets in the playoffs, not the Reds, okay? The Reds in the playoffs is weird.
Yes.
Mets, good team.
Well, we spend a lot of money, and it's
I mean, star power. You know, come on. The Reds, who do they have? But you know that they have only been in the postseason 5 times in 35 years?
The Reds?
Since they won the World Series.
Yeah, because when we were growing up, that was the Reds. They had Barry Larkin and Eric Davis. And
they were awesome.
Yeah, it was a good team.
Well, when I was growing up, well, you say we, I kind of crossed over.
The big red machine?
Well, yeah, into the old Johnny Bench.
Yeah. I'm aware of that, but I didn't.
One of my earliest baseball memories is them beating the Royals in the 1980 World Series with Pete Rose and those guys.
Yeah.
And so, but yes, the Barry Larkin team was great. They've only been in the playoffs 5 times since they won the World Series in 1990. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I went back and looked at the teams. It's like, well, Joey Votto was on several of them.
Yeah. Votto was great.
He was very good.
He was fun.
But it's like Jay Bruce and
Matt Latos,
Tony Phillips, and all those guys.
Well, outside
very
of,
weird.
I go back to Chris Sabo and his goggles, but outside of De La Cruz.
Did you say Pokey Reese?
Yeah. Remember Pokey Reese?
I do remember Pokey
Reese.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Outside of De La Cruz.
I was thinking Pee Wee Reese. That's how old I am.
No.
Is that Jim Rice?
Is that Jim Rice?
Pokey Reese was second baseman and shortstop.
Pokey Reese, yeah, I think so. Little speedster type of guy.
Lead off second slap hitter kind of guy.
Outside of De La Cruz, how many Reds can you name?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
The only one I can name, like, I remember the catcher because they played in the Bristol series.
They got some pretty good pitchers. They've got Abbott. They've got...
Andrew Abbott, right?
Lodolo. Nick Martinez is there this year.
They have an Oregon Duck out there.
They have Friedel in the outfield. My God, who else do they have?
Spencer Steer.
Spencer Steer. All right. Yeah, it's just kind of a, you know, it's like, yeah, the Reds. Yeah.
Scott Rowland.
They had him at the end of his career.
Like 20 years ago.
Now we're just naming Reds. Like, again, 15, Chris Sabo.
Who else is on that team?
Gavin Lux is there.
Okay.
Spencer Steer. Matt McClain.
McClain. Noel V. Marte.
Yeah.
Benson, the outfielder, the big dude who mashes?
I don't know that he still plays for them.
I do not see him anywhere in their lineup.
I think he died.
Or he got traded.
It's possible. Yeah, dude, it's a collection of who?
Give me their rotation. Abbott, Lodolo, Martinez.
Hunter Green.
Hunter Green, there you go. That's their best pitcher.
Yes. Brady Singer.
And Zach Little. Yes!
They've chased Burns, too.
That's a pretty good little...
He is not in there.
Burns
just got hurt, right?
He just went on the IL.
But they did.
Yeah, I don't see him.
That's a pretty good little rotation.
Yeah.
It's the Reds.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. That's better than the Mets rotation.
Well, anything's better than the Mets rotation right now. Just, I don't want to talk
so
about
who's,
this.
Can, will the Mariners, like, will no team win this series? The Mariners and Mets?
They'll split a three-game series.
I will tell you right now that I have not, I decided at the beginning of this year that I was not going to hate watch the Mets. I was going to be very excited about the season, and I was going to be positive, and it's right out the window. I've been good all year, and like the last six games, it's just, it pisses me off to no end. And I have zero faith now, zero in the Mets. And I'm assuming now that we're going to get swept by the Mariners because we can't beat even bad teams. We can't beat the Giants. We can't beat the Braves.
I don't know.
And now we're gonna.
I sort of feel like the Mets are teed up to sweep the Mariners because the Mariners are going to be Mariner-y.
They need something.
Are the Mets going to be more Met-y or are the Mariners going to be more Mariner-y?
Well, you know, just welcome to blown leads.
By the way, you
Mariner fan, just don't worry. If you're down by like 3-4 runs, don't worry. We'll give it back to you.
So you're going to be at the Dodgers game.
Yes.
Did you know that if the playoffs started today, the Dodgers would be going on the road in the wild card
round?
I know,
that's strange,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. What are they? Are they a game back of the Pots?
One game back of the Pots. Huge series you're going to see.
Well, and then they play, I don't know if they play three or four. I think it's just three in L.A., but then they turn around and I think there's four in San Diego.
Let's go.
Because we looked at going to, she wanted to go down and see Ohtani play. And so we looked, I was like, ooh, the Padres. We had a choice between going to San Diego or L.A. back-to-back weekends. And we took the Dodgers because, you know,
okay,
home and
wrapping up that baseball talk. You guys have to say right now, will a team that's never won the World Series win it this year?
Ooh. So a team that's never won the World Series?
So remember, Milwaukee has never won a World Series.
Milwaukee's never won.
San Diego
and the
Seattle.
Mariners.
There's three of the five. There's only five teams that have never won a World Series. Three of them are going to be in this postseason.
No. I mean, if you give me, whenever you give me the field, I'll always take the field. I just will. I think it's certainly possible. Seattle on paper looks scary good, but I have zero faith in Seattle to actually do it when it counts.
Milwaukee does have that Team of Destiny feel right now, but is that too early for them?
Yeah. Milwaukee is an absolute beast. I'll tell you what, of the teams that you just named, those three, I would take Milwaukee. I'll take the Brewers. If I had to pick one that hasn't done it.
All right. There's hot baseball talk for you guys. And we got there on Jim Rice.
Yes.
And yes, he's still alive.
And he's not Jerry Rice.
He is not Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice is not on the Red Sox pregame show.
Jim Rice was great. Great mistake.
He was awesome. Yeah. Him and Dewey Evans. You remember that?
I do remember Dwight Evans.
That duo.
Yep. Well, it was like one of those, because growing up, I would go see the Anchorage Pilots play. It's like the Portland Pickles of Alaska. And Jim Rice was an Anchorage Buck. He was anytime that someone came through that Alaska league, everyone would get all fired up about him. And they'd be like, oh, look at what Jim Rice is doing. Back in the day, I used to watch him play. So that's
time before he was Jim Rice.
That's how I remember Jim Rice. And Jim Rice saved someone's life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He like saved a fan's life. I'll have to look it up, but there's a story about Jim Rice being like a humanity. I think like a girl got hit in the head with a ball. I'll find that. There's a great Jim Rice is a good dude story.
No postseason ban for Michigan. Shocker. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, sure enough, Jim Rice saved a little boy during a game.
Yeah.
1982.
Yeah. I thought it was a little girl, but yeah, little boy took a foul ball to the head.
Off the bat of Dave Stapleton.
Yeah, and Rice realized that the EMTs would take a while to get signaled and get down there, and he jumped over the railing, grabbed the kid, cradled him, jumped back onto the field, took him to the dugout where the Red Sox staff was able to put pressure on it, and they do say, so Rice played the rest of the game with a bloodstained uniform. Kid was a bloody mess, cracked skull and everything, and they do say, like, the doctors claim that Rice's quick action probably saved the boy's life, stopped the hemorrhage. So, like, he literally saved that kid's life.
Yeah, I was just watching an interview with the kid's dad who said that he saw the line drive coming at him.
Yeah.
And he heard a crack. Mm-hmm. But he thought it hit the dugout.
Yeah, no, his boy's
head. It was his kid's head.
Yeah,
Jonathan Keene is the kid's name. He's 47 now, and he's fine. He just has like a small scar on his head.
He said he doesn't remember it at all. And so anyone that complains about like the nets at games because it obstructs your view, that's why they have nets, by the way.
Well, it only took 40 years for him to get them, but
yeah, and a couple. I think there's been some serious injuries, and there may have been a death or two along the way. A
couple first and third base coaches, too. That's why they all wear helmets now. Yep. They didn't used to.
Well, there was a gal, I want to say, again, it was a kid. I don't think it was a little young kid. I think she was maybe 12 or 13. She changed it in hockey. I want to say Columbus Blue Jackets?
That sounds right. I know the incident you're referring to.
But yeah, a little girl died. Got hit in the throat, I believe, with a puck and died. And now behind hockey, the not the whole length of the rink, but where behind the nets, they've got big nets now. And some fans were like, oh, this sucks. And they're like, dude, someone died. Like, that tends to be what happens when you see something like that. You're like, that's easily preventable. Mm. Sorry that you have to kind of look at a thin net every now and then.
Yeah.
We don't need anyone else dying.
All right, coming up next hour, we have our NFL weekend look ahead, but let's get into the Michigan punishment. It was handed down with a heavy hand.
Just the
Jim Harbaugh.
The hammer of Thor coming down on him.
He won't know what to do.
No.
Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.